Welcome in to Sports Talk Chicago.
All gas, no break.
If you're looking for the same old sports talk,
get out.
You've come to the wrong place.
Hey, we ain't come this far just to come this far, you hear me?
I tell you what I see, I tell you the truth.
We going hard today.
We're fearless, bold, and highly opinionated.
This show is so hot right now.
The biggest guests, the hottest takes, and the best interviews live right here.
Do you actually remind me of Dan Patrick? Because you ask great questions, you have the knack, you have the gift.
On Sports Talk Chicago.
Yo, Chicago.
Here's your host.
The guy's an absolute stud.
John Zagul.
Hi, everybody. Welcome into Sports Talk Chicago. Great to be back. Good to be with you. We are live right here on the STC Syndication Network. We have so much news to get to. Justin Fields has been traded, believe that. Caleb Williams wows at Pro Day. The Bears have completely upgraded the running back position as well. We have so much all Bears here tonight to get to. John Meadows is with me, producing, directing, and I'm back. I want to say thank you to all of you for sticking with us while I was out. I had to do some oral surgery 4 weeks back, or 4 weeks after the surgery. I am back. I want to give a big shout out to Joey Christopoulos, Matt Cozy, and Sam Olber for holding down the fort for me while I was gone. They had some great guests, they had some great conversations, and they certainly did a good job in terms of numbers. So it's good to know that those guys have my back when I can't make it, and it's good to be back. I'm so glad to be here, to be with all of you on the STC Syndication Network. 101.1 Peoria Sports Radio, 98.3 The Live, WKAN, 105.5 The Ticket, ACTV, JTBW, JOB Cities, 92.9 Talk FM. And would you look at that? One more logo on our screen. We are welcoming in a new audience to Sports Talk Chicago right now. WROK, 1440 AM, Rockford, Illinois. Welcome to the STC family. Welcome to unfiltered, opinionated, and fun Chicago Sports Talk. In case you don't know me, my name is John Zagluel, and it's so exciting to be here with you. I want to give a big shout out in Rockford to Johnny Vincent, the program director, to Chuck Armstrong over at Town Square Media, Kurt Johnson as well. I want to give a big shout out to Town Square in general. They've been great partners, and we're exploring opportunities with a couple of their stations, but it is so good to be on the first one with them right in Rockford, Illinois. We've been trying to get on in Rockford for a long time. John and I, we've had many conversations about trying to get on in that market. It's such a sports-heavy market. It is a Chicago market. I don't care what anybody says. You guys love the Bears, Cubs, White Sox, Bulls, and Blackhawks. And that's what we're going to bring you on this program. In case you haven't already seen it, I'm not going to hold back. I'm going to give you my unfiltered opinions on everything Chicago sports, especially Bears football. Caleb Williams is going to be just a huge commodity to be talking about throughout the offseason. And, of course, during the season, we're going to provide you everything, end-to-end coverage. We're going to have the biggest interviews with the biggest guests in sports, whether it's media or athletes. And I promise all of you in Rockford, we're going to be fair and honest in our evaluations and coverage. So, again, I want to give a big shout-out to Johnny Vincent, Town Square Media, WROK 1440. It is an honor to be on this legacy Rockford radio station. There are a couple of stations that we're on specifically that are really legacy stations. WROK is one, WKAN, Kankakee. Those stations have literally been around for such a long time. They have built-in, established local audiences. And I want to say I respect and appreciate all of you in Rockford for welcoming us into those in the surrounding areas. I know my Rockford geography. Freeport, Pecatonica, Winnebago, Winnebago County, Lena, Illinois, one of my personal favorite spots in that area. All of you throughout the Rockford region, thank you for welcoming us, and thank you for being a part of the STC family. This is just a huge announcement. We are so excited. And the possibilities there, you know, I've talked with Johnny a couple of times, the program director, are really endless. We have a lot of ideas, not just with this show, of course, airing, but even outside the show, what we could do, you know, appearances and coming on other shows and all the things that we do with all of our affiliates. We're going to do the same up there in Rockford. So welcome in WROK. Welcome in Rockford, Illinois. Welcome to everybody. It's good to be back myself. It's good to be expanding. And of course, it's good to see the Bears trade Justin Fields. Oh, no, wait, did I say that out loud? My bad. But it is good. As you haven't heard, the Bears did deal Justin Fields this past weekend to Pittsburgh for a sixth-round pick. Now, we did a live reaction to this news on Sunday for YouTube only. If you want to go back, go to the YouTube page, Sports Talk Chicago, subscribe. You could watch my live hour-and-a-half reaction with John. We had a good time dissecting just the raw news that we heard less than 12 hours before. Had a couple of days to process this, and with it going out on the radio, happy to be all buttoned up and have a good analysis of what occurred. I'll start with this. Reports have come out over the past couple of days since the trade that the Bears apparently worked with Fields and his agents to find a prime location for him. Apparently, the Bears turned down better offers for Justin Fields. Apparently, four other teams were vying for his services. Find that hard to believe. But nevertheless, that was the report from Ian Rappaport over at the NFL Network. Nevertheless, the Bears did the right thing in general. There were people who were quipping and who were not happy about the return on Fields. Here's what I say to that. I understand your pain. Believe me. But let's look at the flip side for a minute. Is Justin Fields actually a hot commodity in football? Are there many teams willing to cough up a gigantic return for somebody who can't even throw for 3,000 yards in a season? For somebody who's 10-28? For somebody who's one of the worst fourth quarter passers in football? No. The Bears got what they got, and they made it happen. And I want to commend Ryan Poles and Matt Eberflus. I rarely do this, but I'll do it now. For actually pulling the trigger and making it happen. I really thought they were going to keep him. I was so convinced they were going to keep him that I shut down and just did not even consider the possibility that he might be traded. I really thought he was going to stay. On how the Bears operate, as they've done in the past, they're scared of the public. They're scared of perception. They're so worried about what people are going to say and think and do. They freak out over that stuff. So I really thought he was going to be staying put. I didn't expect a trade. When the news broke, I was overjoyed, and I was so happy to see things work out the way they did. This is not a personal attack on Justin Fields. I think he's a nice guy, but it is an attack on his game, and it is an indictment of who he is as a quarterback. The spin job that I saw after the trade was tremendous. I saw somebody write, John, you'll get a kick out of this off camera. I saw somebody write, and this is a prominent Bears writer, say that this year is one of the best Bears quarterbacks of all time. That was written in an article for a reputable news outlet. Not joking. One of the best Bears quarterbacks of all time has been traded. How low could the Bears' standards be? How low are our standards? How low are our standards? Now, we're sitting here calling Justin Fields one of the greatest Bears quarterbacks of all time, and this guy can't even throw for 3,000 yards. Sid Luckman threw for 3,000 yards in a season, and they couldn't even pass the football back then, in the 50s, 40s, even earlier. And yet we sit here today, we're calling Justin Fields one of the best quarterbacks in Bears history. The spin job, again, is off the charts. I have no issue if you're a Justin Fields fan. I have no issue with you if you feel like he maybe got screwed. I get it. I think he did to an extent. He wasn't put in the best situation to succeed. But I'm also a realist. I also understand what he's done in the 3 years that he was here in Chicago. The answer, unfortunately, I say unfortunately because I wanted him to succeed, but unfortunately, the answer is he did nothing here with the Bears. He didn't do anything. Even this past season, when we were looking for that extra step up, when we were looking for that big improvement, right? We were looking for something great. We saw crickets. Now, there are Fields apologists who claim that he got better and better every year and that things continue to improve. I didn't see improvement in the fourth quarter. In fact, I saw a regression. I didn't see an improvement in terms of accuracy. I saw a regression. I didn't see an improvement in terms of finding the open guy downfield and avoiding sacks. I saw steadfastness, right? I saw a regression. Nothing got better. And that's why at the end of the day, the Bears had to make the move that they did. Now, this does not mean that Caleb Williams is going to be a sure thing, although he wowed at Pro Day, which we'll talk about in segment two. And I'm not insinuating that Caleb Williams is going to be the perfect fit for this team. Caleb Williams now has a lot of pressure on his shoulders because the Bears upgraded the offense around him. Nevertheless, the Bears had to do what was right for them. And what was right for the Bears, what was right, key word for Ryan Poles, was drafting Caleb Williams. If Ryan Poles hitched his wagon to a quarterback who's 10-28 in his fourth year in the league, who can't throw for 3,000 yards and is the worst fourth quarter passer in football, he would have been fired. Say what you want. When you stack all that up together, if you're general manager, would you really stick with him? And I ask that to everybody who's specifically a diehard Justin Fields fan. You're Ryan Poles. You're sitting in the front office in Palace Hall in Chicago. And you're really weighing out the pros and cons of what's going on here. You're thinking, all right, I'm going to stick with Justin Fields, who I know what he is, or I'm going to draft somebody new. And it's my third year as the GM. And if things don't work out, I could be fired. What would you do in that situation? Job security. You tank Caleb Williams. And from the perspective of being realistic about expectations, I'll say this. If Caleb Williams throws for 3,000 yards in a season, he's already better than Justin Fields. It's true. You don't want to hear it, but it's true. If he throws for 3,000 yards in his rookie year, so if Caleb Williams has an average rookie year, even to his standards, a below average rookie year, it's better than anything Fields has ever done in a Bears uniform. That's the truth. So what would you do in that situation? That's what I pose to all of you listening and watching. What would you do in that situation? I have no hard feelings for what happened here in Chicago. And I have no hard feelings over the whole Justin Fields situation. Did he get screwed? Kinda. Yes, he walked into a Matt Nagy and Ryan Pace regime that was already on its way out, and then he inherited Matt Eberflus and Luke Getsy. Here's the funny part, though. Luke Getsy today has a job. Justin doesn't. He's backing up. So the NFL clearly thought that Luke Getsy was not the issue in Chicago, too. There's another feather in the cap and another issue that's being unraveled on the side. For Justin Fields, I think this trade was actually a good thing. And here's why. First of all, he gets to go back up Russell Wilson, who's going to be a Hall of Fame quarterback. Everybody mocks Russell Wilson, and he does some weird stuff off the field. Don't get me wrong. We've seen all the reports. But I'll tell you what. He's a Super Bowl-winning Hall of Fame quarterback, and there's no doubt about it. And the Steelers signed him for $1.2 million. Not kidding. The Bears should have signed him. For $1.2 million, he could have signed a Super Bowl quarterback. Everybody makes fun of Russell Wilson. You know what? Last year in a Broncos uniform, even last season, he had better numbers than any Bears quarterback ever has had in one year. Bears fans cannot criticize quarterbacks because they don't even know what good quarterback play is. These are the same people who make fun of Kirk Cousins, who, again, one year of Kirk Cousins in Chicago would be the greatest season ever for a quarterback on this team. Yet, we got people ready to quip right away and make fun of him not winning big games. You know what? Which Bears quarterback at all has ever won big games besides, I guess, Jim McMahon and Sid Luckman back in the NFL championship days? So, we got to cut that stuff out. The Steelers have Russell Wilson for $1.2 million, and Russell Wilson's going to start day one, and Russell Wilson's going to do good for them. That's a huge upgrade over the combination of Mitch Trubisky, Kenny Pickett, and Mason Rudolph. Now, here's the cool thing, too. Justin Fields is the backup. In terms of being a backup quarterback, I think Justin Fields is one of the best backup quarterbacks in football. No joke. I think the Steelers overall now have one of the best quarterback rooms in football. You're combining Justin Fields and Russell Wilson? That's a pretty damn intriguing room. That's actually exciting. So I really wish him the best, and I think Ryan Poles actually did a good job at setting him up for success, because if Russell Wilson doesn't work out, if he becomes too expensive, if there's an issue with his contract, if he pouts off the field like he usually does, Justin Fields may get a chance. And if he does, it's his time to shine. If he doesn't, he can do the Mitch Trubisky route. Mitch backed up for a year and a half, then the Steelers signed him and he had an opportunity to start. He lost it, but he had the chance. And maybe there's a situation in which Justin Fields backs up Russ for 2 years. Justin's 27, 28 years old, gets another crack and does great. Look at Geno Smith. Look at even Josh Dobbs to an extent. I mean, Josh Dobbs started 13 games last year. So there is an opportunity for Fields to rebuild his career. And if you're a Justin Fields diehard, that's what you can hang your hat on today. I'm a realist, though. I'm going to hang my hat on the fact that the Bears actually made the move. And they made the move because of his poor performance. They made the move because it needed to be made. That's the truth. And those are the facts. Whether you like it or not. You could say, don't bring up the numbers. You got to bring up the numbers. Oh, the numbers don't matter. There were too many regimes. No, they matter. The numbers count. This is what he did. I don't care who was at the helm in terms of head coach, GM, etc. Justin Fields got the opportunity to start 38 National Football League games. In those 38 games, regardless of coach or GM or whatever, this is what he produced. He did not elevate players around him. He never won crap with the Bears. He himself did not progress. He stayed stagnant or, in fact, in some cases, regressed. You cannot ignore those facts. So the Bears made the right decision. They said, you know what? We're going to move on. Justin, you have another opportunity somewhere else. If it works out for you, good. But we need to look out for ourselves. We need to win football games. We're done and sick of losing. Simple as that. And I wish Justin Fields the absolute best. I really do. Because I think there's an opportunity for him in Pittsburgh or somewhere else after the season. Say one more thing as well. Atlanta took Kirk Cousins. The Vikings took Sam Darnold. The Raiders took Gardner Minshew, and they're going to pair him with Aiden O'Connell. Jimmy G got a backup job recently. My point being, there were other teams with openings for starting spots. Justin Fields is backing up. That also is telling. For all those who say he's a hell of a starting quarterback, he's a hell of a starting quarterback. Well, at the end of the day, why isn't he starting today? It's because nobody wanted him. Why did nobody want him? Because he's not a starting quarterback. That's why. He's not. He's a backup. He did not prove that he's good enough to be a starter. And he's going to have to earn his opportunity to start again. Whether you like it or not, that's the truth. And I got numbers for days that could prove it. So I respect the opposite opinion. I enjoy the opposite opinion. I love the debate. But at the end of the day, if you can't reconcile numbers like a 10-28 record, like a horrible completion percentage, like being the worst rated passer in the fourth quarter in the NFL last year, if you can't reconcile any of those numbers and others, which I didn't mention, then we got a serious problem. And you cannot defend your side honestly with all of those issues that pop up. I wish Justin Fields the best. I hope for his success moving forward. But clearly, he was not the answer here. Will Caleb Williams be? That's the question we're going to address next. Stay with us here on Sports Talk Chicago. Sports Talk Chicago. Here at John's Globe, back at it. So great to be back. If you missed the first segment in which I bashed... No, I'm just kidding. We talked about the Justin Fields trade. I didn't bash him too much, okay? You could find it in podcasts at sportstalkchicago.com. You could follow us on YouTube as well at Sports Talk Chicago. Subscribe, and you can watch all the videos of this show in segments. So if you missed that first segment, go back, watch the video as well. We're on all of our great affiliates across the SDC Syndication Network, 101.1 Peoria Sports Radio, 98.3 The Live, WKAN, 105.5 The Ticket, ACTV, JTV, WJOB, Cities 92.9 Talk FM, and our new affiliate, WROK, 1440 AM. Hello, Rockford, again. Rockford, it's good to be with you. Rockford, it's good to be in your ear holes. So happy to be here. We are so excited to be a part of the WROK family, a legacy radio station in Rockford. John Meadows, directing, producing. I'm John Zagluel. Thank you to all of you for this warm and exciting welcome. And we look forward to continuing to bring you great, opinionated, unfiltered, and fun Chicago sports coverage for years to come. Thank you for being a part of the SDC network. And remember, as I said in the opening segment, the Rockford area, when I include the Rockford area, I know my Rockford geography. So we'll say hello to Freeport and Pecatonica, Winnebago County, and Lena, beautiful area up there in northern Illinois near the border. And again, we're so thrilled and excited and grateful to be gracing your airwaves here every week on the weekends on WROK. So the word is Caleb Williams wowed at Pro Day. That's the word online, at least. Caleb Williams had a 60-plus yard throw to end his Pro Day. Then he actually punted the football 40 yards, surprisingly, just for fun. Thought that was interesting. The Caleb Williams situation is going to be a fun one to cover for the Bears. And I want to talk about expectations. I want to talk about what's realistic for the Bears next year, assuming they draft Caleb Williams. What should they be shooting for, and what may be a bit of a reach, or frankly, I don't want to be cast in stones here, but frankly, a bit insulting. I'll explain what that is in a second. Now, Caleb Williams is going to be projected to be the number one pick. The Bears, I think, are going to take him, barring an unforeseen circumstance. He will be the Bears' starting quarterback week one of this upcoming season. Now, with that comes a lot of questions and a lot of expectations right off the bat. The Bears did a good job this year, this offseason already, at improving around him. They traded for Keenan Allen, which is a huge move, from Los Angeles. Keenan Allen's going to be a Hall of Fame wide receiver, no question. Already has 10,000-plus receiving yards to his name. He is one of the best wide receivers in football, period. He's a Chicago Bear. Oh, yeah, DJ Moore is back. One of the best wide receivers in football. The Bears have, I would say, two of the top 15 wide receivers in football on their team. And they'll be out there every single snap all season long. That is huge. The Bears also kind of sort of traded for a running back. Here's what I mean. Deontay Foreman left via free agency to go to Cleveland, and the Bears signed DeAndre Swift via free agency. So they essentially swapped running backs. They brought in a Pro Bowler, an amazing running back who's younger and who is, frankly, a superstar in this league, and got rid of Deontay Foreman. I'd say that's a huge win for Ryan Poles. So with those three weapons in general, they signed a center, too, from L.A., and they may even draft a pass rusher, maybe draft another center, too, in the draft. There are a couple of other options in which they're looking at with that 9 pick. So there are opportunities there. Point is, the Bears are making significant improvements, and Ryan Poles has his sights set on this year to win something. Not a Super Bowl. Don't worry, I'm not going to go that far. But something, i.e., 10 games, i.e. a playoff appearance, maybe even a wild card weekend win. All of those things, I think, should be and will be on the table for the Bears in 2024. Last year, at 7-10, it was certainly disappointing, although technically the Bears did improve and won 4 more games. They should have won many more. They blew too many in the fourth quarter, which we've discussed at length. But this year's going to be a real test. This year's going to be a big test with loftier expectations. And I don't think 10 wins is too lofty to set on this Bears team. I think that's a fair evaluation of where the Bears are at today. I really do. You're bringing in the number one overall quarterback in this draft class. You have signed a Pro Bowl running back. You've signed a Hall of Fame wide receiver to add to your other potential Hall of Fame wide receiver. Your offense is stacked. And now it's all about developing Caleb Williams, making sure that he's going to be ready to go. And for Matt Eberflus to actually be a good coach, because he has not proven that yet. I really was surprised at the end of the year, although I wasn't, because the Bears never fire anybody, that he got to stay. I was surprised that Eberflus got to stick around, but I'll say this about him specifically, time's ticking. And if things don't go well this year, you could see him get fired. If the Bears only win 7 games, you can't blame Williams yet because he's going to be a rookie quarterback. You can't put all the blame on him. You can't put it on Ryan Poles because, to his credit, hate to give credit to him, but to his credit, he went out and made a ton of big splashes. If things don't work out this year, Matt Eberflus is going to be the chief person that you need to blame and look at. So there is going to be a fire under Eberflus's butt to start this year. There's going to be one under Caleb Williams, too. There's going to be one on Caleb Williams. And whether it's fair or not, that's what I'm going to get into now. I saw Bears fans on Twitter crying about the Justin Fields news because they're acting on emotions and not rationality. They came out and said, that if Caleb Williams doesn't throw for 4,000 yards this year, he's a bust. In fact, I think he's already a bust. That's what I saw all over my Twitter timeline the minute the Justin Fields trade news was announced. Apparently, he's a bust before he even gets drafted. Apparently, before he even suits up for a game, he's already a bust. And if he doesn't throw for 4,000 yards, so i.e., if he doesn't have the best season in Bears history for a quarterback, he's a bust. But yet, Justin Fields is not a bust, and this guy can't even throw for 3,000 yards. Make that make sense, people. I'm not going to be overly critical of Caleb Williams year one. And you shouldn't be either. This is not me being a Caleb Williams apologetic. This is just the truth. We gave Justin Fields 3 years. We gave Mitch Trubisky 5 years. We need to give Caleb Williams at least two before I could sit here and say, oh yeah, he sucks, he's a bust. We got to see something out of him. We have to see him actually step on the field before we could say he's a bust. We got to make sure that we at least watch him play. I think 10 wins this year for the Bears is a realistic expectation, even with Caleb Williams. And I think if they don't get to 10, there's going to be some explaining that needs to be done at the end of the year, even with Williams. Caleb Williams is supposed to be a generational talent. You're going to pair him day one with two Hall of Fame wide receivers and a really good running back, and a running back situation in general. So yes, the expectations need to be high. But the idea or the notion that the Bears need to win 12 games, they need to win the division, they need to win the damn Super Bowl, and Caleb Williams' rookie year is ridiculous. And shame on anybody for putting those lofty expectations on a rookie quarterback out of spite because they're pissed about Justin Fields. That is not correct. That is not fair. We're all about fairness here. That same energy that all of you had for Justin Fields, the crying, the, I don't know what, the saying that it was unfair that he left after 3 years, well, let's give Caleb Williams a fair shot before we go after him. That's all I'm trying to say here. Let's be fair and rational and realistic in our expectations of who Caleb Williams is and what he's going to be. I mean, if Caleb Williams throws for 3,000 yards this year, you understand that he's going to be better than Justin Fields already, overall. If Caleb Williams throws for 4,000, he's going to be the best Bears quarterback of all time in 1 year. Not kidding. That's the truth. So the standards in terms of Bears quarterback play and franchise quarterback play are low. If Caleb Williams could simply be an average NFL quarterback, if he could be the 15th best quarterback in football, you understand that that's going to be the best quarterback play the Bears have ever seen in their franchise's history. That's true. So let's be realistic in terms of our expectations. I am never going to call for Caleb Williams to throw for 4,000 yards his rookie year, win the MVP, win a Super Bowl. Let's watch this materialize and play out before we go to these hefty extremes out of spite on top of it. Out of spite. Not because we actually want to see growth. I want to see growth. Let's put the Caleb Williams and Justin Fields discussion aside for a second. I want to see the Bears win damn football games. I want to see the Bears actually have a halfway decent quarterback. Okay? I grew up, and I'm not even that old, right? So I'm sure many of you listening and watching have even worse memories than me of watching mediocre quarterback play from the Bears. But I grew up watching, well, Rex Grossman, Brian Greasy, Kyle Orton, Matt Barkley and company at one point, because the Bears really had nobody. I mean, Josh McCown, he had a nice half season. Jay Cutler, he's the best statistical Bears quarterback of all time. That's true. Mitch Trubisky, and now Justin Fields. And I'm sure I missed a couple of backups and randos in there, but you get the point. You get the idea. I have not seen good quarterback play, and many of you have seen even worse quarterback play in your lives while watching Bears football. I want to see a quality NFL quarterback take the field wearing a Chicago Bears uniform. I'm willing to be a little bit patient, and I'm hoping that it works out for Caleb. Because I don't care about whether or not he's better than Justin Fields or who wins this argument or who wins that. I just want to see the team win. And I just want to see Caleb Williams succeed because he's going to be a top pick. There's going to be a ton of pressure. And if he doesn't succeed in 3 years, we're going to be back here again. We're going to be back in this situation again. That's what we all have to understand. We all have to take that in for a second. If Caleb Williams doesn't work, in 3-4 years, the Bears are going to be again at the bottom of the league, drafting number one and taking another quote-unquote generational quarterback who's going to solve everybody's problems. I don't want to be there again. The Bears were there with the Mitch Trubisky pick. The Bears were there again with the Justin Fields pick. Both cases, they traded up. And now in this case, they're here again with Caleb Williams. They don't have to trade up, but they have to hope that he's going to be the guy. Three different top 10, top 15 picks in the past 7 years. That's a lot of heartache for Bears fans. That's a lot of heartache and a lot of wasted Sundays, frankly, watching mediocre quarterback play. So we need to see this work out. And that's my stance. That's what I'm advocating for. I want this to work. I want this to be good. I'm sick of watching losers. I'm sick of watching inconsistency. I'm sick of watching failure. I want this team to be good. So as a result, let's place realistic expectations on who Caleb Williams is going to be year one and year two and year three. If Caleb Williams throws for 3,500 yards, that's a successful rookie year for me, and that's way better than Justin Fields ever did. Let's stop shooting for the moon out of spite, and let's be realistic about what we want to see out of Caleb. And this team, for that matter. This team specifically. The Chicago Bears are a storied franchise, one of the founding members of the NFL. They should not be this bad at the quarterback position. I think we can all agree on that. Something has got to change. Hopefully Caleb Williams is it. If he isn't, well, prepare for another couple of years of mediocrity, then the cycle of, is he the guy, is he not the guy, then another cycle of, oh, they need somebody new. I've played that game twice now over these past couple of years that I've been doing this program. I don't want to play the game again. I want to see success. I want to see success. I think we will. I think it'll take time. I don't think it's going to be right away. But I'm okay proclaiming that here today. I'm okay to wait 2 to 3 years to see something. As long as I see gradual improvement, as long as I see consistent support from this team for Williams, like everything's going to be fine. It's going to be up to Caleb now. It's going to be up to the Bears now to make something happen. And I think they can. Just a matter of having everything work out and not placing unrealistic expectations on Caleb Williams. Don't hate Williams or place expectations on him because you're mad about Justin Fields. Caleb Williams had nothing to do with Justin Fields leaving. Justin Fields had everything to do with Justin Fields leaving. Because if he was that good, he would have stayed, and there'd be no discussion about Caleb Williams coming in and taking the starting role. So if you're really angry about the Justin Fields situation, blame Justin Fields. Caleb has nothing to do with it. He's never even played an NFL field before. He's going to come in and do his best. We have to give him the opportunity to do his best. That's the key. That's what we need to look for. He's going to have some weapons, too. I want to touch specifically on the Bears' running back department. The Bears have always been known for good running backs, but Ryan Poles kind of fleeced the running back free agent market. In case you didn't know, it's been under the radar. There's been so much quarterback talk that we forget about this. I want to talk about that to end the program. So make sure you stay tuned for that. So much more Bears talk to come. You're listening to Sports Talk Chicago. Sports Talk Chicago. Remember, John Zagluel, John Meadows directing and producing. Back for the last segment of today's program. If you missed any part of this show, easy way to go back and listen to it. Go to sportstalkchicago.com. You can also find us on YouTube at Sports Talk Chicago. Subscribe. We have segments all over there. And any of your favorite podcasting platforms. We separate the show by segment, and we give you a full show as well. So many different ways to listen. You're out and about for only 20 minutes. Want to listen to one of our segments? That's fine. Want to sit down for 48, 50 minutes and listen to the whole thing at once? That's good too. We don't mind either way. We're just happy you're listening. want to give a big shout out as well to all of our great radio and TV affiliates, 101.1 Peoria Sports Radio, 98.3 The Life, WKAN, 105.5 The Ticket, ACTV, JNTBW, JOB, Cities 92.9 Talk FM, and our brand new friends in Rockford, WROK, 1440 AM. We are so excited, grateful, and happy. Another huge shout out up there to Johnny Vincent, the program director, Chuck Armstrong, also Town Square Media Corporate Headquarters, Kurt Johnson. Certainly appreciative to them of giving us this opportunity. Town Square is a great partner, but also, of course, WROK locally. Johnny has been an amazing partner behind the scenes. We are looking forward to being a part of the Rockford family for years to come. I have been trying to get in Rockford for a long time with this program, so I'm so excited to say that we are there. And you can listen to us every weekend, Saturdays and Sundays, to get the latest on Chicago sports news, Chicago sports talk, my unfiltered opinions, interviews, so much there to offer. And I am just so pumped knowing that we're there now in Rockford. That brings us to 9 stations on this network. We are on 9 stations every single week here in STC. And that's something that not many people could say that they've done. And this is not a boastful moment. It's a gratitude moment. I want to thank all of you for allowing us to do that. My audience is so loyal and so helpful. They help to push these things to come forward. In addition to John Meadows, who does everything you think of behind the scenes, he does. And because of him, this show could be syndicated. So there's a big reason, and we're so grateful that we're able to be on all of these stations, that we're able to expand our footprint across the state and, frankly, across the region now, across the Midwest. Final segment here today's program. See a comment? Don't worry, we're not talking about Justin Fields anymore. This is going to be about a different aspect of the Bears offense. And this is something that has really gone under the radar, in my opinion. It has not been talked about enough. Obviously, understandably, the conversation surrounds the quarterback. Of course, Caleb Williams, Justin Fields, it's such a big topic. Everybody needs to discuss it, including us here. And I'm okay with that. It's a huge deal. It's a quarterback. But the Bears have done something under the radar that's actually been a huge win for Ryan Poles. I'm going to give him credit and give this team credit for doing what they have needed to do, offensively specifically. So let's look back to last year for a second. Bears in their backfield had a three-headed monster. I thought it was okay. Ended up not being perfect, but it was all right. Deontay Foreman, who came over from Carolina in a three-year deal at the time. Roschon Johnson, a rookie. And Khalil Herbert, who obviously had been around the team for a bit, just was not the same after that injury 2 years ago, but he turned it on last year a little bit. The point is, the Bears had a three-headed monster. It kind of worked here and there. There were some moments, but it was not perfect, and it was not an efficient run game model compared to years past for this team. We've seen some great and efficient run game models for this team, even recently. Jordan Howard and David Montgomery, even in recent history, Tariq Cohen for that 1 year, right? There have been moments and there have been times in which the Bears, as of late, have had just great run game systems under Nagy and Eberflus. Last year was not one of those years to me. Could have been a lot better, and it just wasn't that great. So Ryan Poles knew that, and he made a couple of two big moves, but really a huge splash, and then another ancillary move. The Bears have signed DeAndre Swift for a 3-year contract. In case you don't know who DeAndre Swift is, he is officially, in my opinion, a superstar running back in football. He was doing great things in Detroit, and last year really broke out in Philadelphia. Averaged 4.6 yards per carry, 1,049 yards rushed for, added 214 receiving yards, and 39 catches. This guy's a multifaceted running back. He is quick, he is nimble, and he is a legitimate force to be reckoned with. He's really good. And the Bears brought him in. That move in and of itself caused major headlines. Keenan Allen one did too, but Swift last year made the Pro Bowl. Career high 1,049 yards. Career high 5 touchdowns. Appeared in 16 games, 15 starts. Didn't even play a full 17-game season and put up those numbers. He did really good. And the Bears now have him to be their RB1. Now, in an ancillary move, which kind of, it really didn't make too many headlines, but I saw this happen actually today, Deontay Foreman's no longer with the team. He signed a one-year deal with Cleveland. So now, Ryan Poles essentially traded for DeAndre Swift and only had to give up DeAndre Foreman, really. Now the Bears' three-headed running back monster entering this season. Listen to this. DeAndre Swift, who's a Pro Bowl running back. Roschon Johnson, who has tons of promise entering his second year. And Khalil Herbert. Talk about an upgraded backfield. Talk about an elite backfield, I would say. I would say that's got to be a top 10 backfield in football, even. You're bringing in DeAndre Swift, who in and of itself is a top 10 running back. Numbers prove that, and of course, eye test. Roschon Johnson, who has a ton of potential, still a ton of potential. I'm very high on Rojo. And, oh, by the way, Khalil Herbert's still there. And last year, near the latter part of the year, he really heated up. And he really got better. That's exciting. I don't think it's being talked about enough. And this goes back to Caleb Williams and the offense in general. He's going to have a lot of weapons to choose from. And the Bears are going to have a lot of weapons to choose from. Because you already got Keenan Allen and DJ Moore. On top of that, you have Cole Kmet, who had a career year, believe it or not, a tight end after getting paid. So I give him a lot of credit for still playing hard after getting paid. And now you have this three-headed monster at running back. You have Swift. Herbert's still around. You have Roschon Johnson. Wow. I mean, talk about elite and talk about potential. And that's what it all goes back to, potential. In fact, I feel strongly, especially about this run game situation, because Caleb Williams is not a running quarterback. Justin Fields was, so naturally he took carries, quote-unquote, away from the running backs. And that's okay, because that was a strong suit for Justin. But Caleb Williams is not really a runner. He's more of a pocket passer. So there is going to be a heavy emphasis, again, on legitimately running the football. There's going to be an emphasis on design run plays. There's going to be an emphasis on utilizing DeAndre Swift as much as possible. Maybe Roschon Johnson, Khalil Herbert on third down. Maybe Roschon Johnson for a pass catch play. The options that the Bears have in the backfield alone goes to show how much their offense has improved. And that's not even accounting for quarterback and wide receiver. Not even accounting for those other two very, very, very important positions. We're just talking running backs here. That's something that's positive. That's something that needs to be spotlighted. That's why we're doing it now. I know there's discord about, you know, the quarterback stuff, and I get it, right? But this is something I think we can all agree on, and this is something that's super exciting. The Bears having a legitimate backfield is great, and it's only going to help them win and help Caleb Williams conform and get used to this new situation that he's going to be in. The best thing you could do for a rookie quarterback is load up weapons around him and have him feel at home day one. The Bears, to their downfall, did not do that with Justin Fields. That's true. They had a lame duck head coach. They had a lame duck GM. That already was a problem. Then on top of that, they had literally no names whatsoever. And in his first game, Justin got sacked 9 times because the offensive line was crap. They had nothing to help him, especially in his rookie year. Now, things got better after that. I'm not talking about after. I'm talking about his rookie year. There was not much there. That team was horrible. And they got better and better and better. Now, Caleb Williams is going to walk into really a ready-made situation. Caleb Williams is going to be walking into an unbelievably talented team. He's going to have the doors wide open for him to succeed. There won't be any excuses. Which is good, because I want him to succeed. When he walks in, there won't be a, oh my gosh, I got nothing here. No, I got Keenan Allen. I got DJ Moore. I got DeAndre Swift and Khalil Herbert. Roschon Johnson's there. Oh yeah, and the Bears signed a center. Not bad at all. And that's the part that we need to look forward to. It's okay to talk about the Justin Fields stuff for a little bit. I know the wound is still fresh for a lot of people, but in terms of the Bears as an organization, based on what they have today on paper, of course, they have a huge opportunity to do great things in 2024. I'll be the first one to say that. They really do. There's a lot there. They just got to execute. But the Bears have had, well, they've had a lot of good teams on paper that have not worked out. We know that. But I will say that this team on paper is looking amazing. And it's going to be up to everybody, all the players, GM, you know, head coach, everybody involved to make it work. So let's see if it works. But just saying on paper, there are things to look forward to. Caleb Williams is going to be, I'd say, at least average. And if he's at least average, he's going to play decent football. He's going to play winning football or at least game manager football, which is fine for his rookie year. You have three solid running backs, one of which is one of the best in football. You have two of the best wide receivers in football. You're going to have a bolstered up offensive line. The defense, for the most part, staying intact. This team should at minimum win 10 games. At minimum, if not more. So those are the things we have to look forward to and we have to spotlight, right? Because at the end of the day, as I said earlier, and I'll say it again, we all just want this team to win. That's it. I just want the Bears to win. I'm not really worried about who does it or who does what or who hates this person or that person. I just want to see them win. I want to see them succeed. And this year, I think a realistic expectation is a wild card spot and a playoff appearance. And I think they could do that. I really think they could do that with this team. That's not just the quarterback I'm talking about. That's why I dedicated this segment to the run game and really to the wide receivers too. And this offense as a whole, this team as a whole, they have bolstered so many other pieces besides the quarterback. The quarterback's going to make the headlines. The other pieces won't. But the other pieces are going to be a big deal and are going to make a big difference in how this team performs this year. Caleb Williams is walking in to a ready-made situation. It's going to be up to him from here now on to succeed. But I'll tell you this. He has all the weapons necessary to do something. That, to me, is encouraging enough. That's all that matters, seriously. That's encouraging enough to say, yes, this could work. And I'm willing to give Caleb Williams a fair crack, a fair opportunity to make it happen. I'm worried about DeAndre Swift or Allen or DJ Moore. They're all going to show out like they've always done across their storied careers in football. Let's see Caleb build himself up and learn on the job. And let's see this team win 10 games. Let's see it happen. No reason why it can't. No reason why the Chicago Bears should not be in a wild card playoff game this winter. And that's where I'm going to plant my flag all year long. And if they come short, we're going to hold them accountable. But based on what they have right now, there's no way they shouldn't or can't make it. That, to me, is exciting. That's something that needs to be spotlight. I want to thank everybody for hanging out here with us today on YouTube, of course. Thank you to the chat. A lot of chatters in there. Appreciate you guys. And appreciative to all of our great radio and TV affiliates across Illinois and Indiana, across the Midwest. 101.1 Peoria Sports Radio, 98.3 The Life, WKAN, 105.5 The Ticket, ACTV, GenTV, WJOB, Cities 92.9 Talk FM, and again, our new affiliate. I hope all of you in Rockford enjoyed our first show on WROK, 1440 AM. So many more to come, so buckle up. This is one of many. And if you really enjoyed it and we took you on a wild ride, don't worry. There's going to be many more of those throughout the offseason and, of course, during the season. A huge shout out to John Meadows for directing and producing today's program. And I just want to say again, thanks to all of you. This is my first show back in, what, 4 or 5 weeks? And we really came out with a bang. And the Bears did it for us with the Justin Fields trade. But it was great to be here. It was great to be on with all of you. I enjoyed every second. And we will see you next week. We will be on all of your stations next week. If you miss any of this show or you want to watch it on demand anytime for free, go to sportstalkchicago.com. Subscribe on YouTube at Sports Talk Chicago. You can follow me personally, by the way, too. I'm very active on Facebook and Twitter. Follow me at John Z Sports or look up my name, John Zach Lewell. You can find that all over the place and be a part of the conversation at all times. Thank you to everybody for tuning in. Thank you to everybody for hanging out here with us today. We will see you next week. Until next time, so long.